Well, he starts 2020, the supercar season on the right foot. Scott McLaughlin, that is. Good morning. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast.
Good. Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. A big summer for you as well. We'll get to that in a moment. But how was it getting back in the car in race conditions yesterday?
Yeah, it was, for me, I actually felt not too bad. Like, physically, I felt okay. Just a few blisters and stuff you get for not really driving too often. So it's a big race to jump in straight away for your first round for anyone. So, physically and fitness-wise, I feel good. It's just I need to get the old, a couple of the blisters sorted before next round.
How was the car? Obviously, you've had pre-season testing. You had it in the first race there on Saturday where you finished second behind Wind Cup. And then, obviously, SVG had those fuel dramas. Do you feel as though you would have had enough pace to overtake him later in the race?
No. I think that was really Shane's race. He was by far the fastest car. I don't think we had the fastest car all weekend. We were definitely like second or third. But we just had a really solid weekend where we dotted all our I's across our T's. We made most of people's mistakes. So, I feel really proud of the guys for the car they gave me, but we've got some work to do and we'll work hard behind the scenes to come back stronger next round.
Yeah, did you make many changes to the car in the off season, or do you need to continue to make changes to the car at the moment?
Well, the team had to change the aero package, so the whole category dropped down four. So we've come to this track with a whole different sort of aero balance. And then on top of that, the category's gone to a control damper. So now, instead of everyone running their own type of damper for their main suspension part, everyone runs exactly the same damper, and it's just the only thing is just your own personal spring decision, what you make as a team. And that's been a huge challenge for everyone.
Do you like the fact that these cars are becoming very, very similar and it's just the shell on the outside that's different?
I think, I think we need to be careful with how much we make it controlled. I think, there's a certain part of being at the top of motorsport in Australia is, it is, the teams are very professional. They hire some of the best people in the world to develop our race cars. And, you don't want to take that development away for people and for people to, think of something really cool. And so hopefully we don't lose that that innovative stuff. But, I understand there's a cost-saving thought involved as well.
You've won the past two championships and you're the favourite to make it three in a row, and that hasn't been done too many times in the past. Do you feel that added pressure on you to perform, Scott?
Honestly, I feel really calm about everything. I probably understand I've had a close championship and a long shot championship where I've got away from everyone a lot. So I sort of understand both sort of sides. And, I know this year is going to be close. It's going to be crazy close. So it's all going to be about consistency. And, the way that we went this weekend is exactly how we want to enter each weekend. We may not have the best car, but we do the best we can. And that's the main objective. So, I'm really excited. I think we can have a crack, but pressure-wise, no, I don't really feel too much. It's just I probably put more pressure on myself than anything.
I know you're with the Blue Oval, but that news early last week about Holden and the fact that they're no longer going to be a car brand at all here in this country for not only the supercars but consumers alike, that must have sent a mini shockwave through the sport because, that's the rivalry. It's been Ford v Holden since we've been kids.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's it's quite a sad day and sad day for sport. And sport have got to be proactive, with what they do moving forward and how quickly they do it to make sure that we can build another rivalry. At least it may never be like Holden versus Ford, absolutely. But it's all about thinking about the next generation. And I think we can move forward from here. The category can get stronger. It's just a matter of doing the right way and not rushing into things and making split second decisions is all about just a long thought out process for the long term future, and that would be ideal.
Now we know you've done some IndyCar testing earlier this month. When you jump in an IndyCar and a supercar, what's the biggest difference there?
Look at everything really. It's the biggest thing with the IndyCar one, you're lying down. and it's a completely different driving style where you sit in your normal road car in a V8. And then on top of that, the power, the aero, and an Indy car is just heightened. So probably the biggest thing for me is the physical exertion that you have, like, throughout a lap in an Indy car is a lot tougher than a supercar. The supercar is hard. It's hard for the heat and stuff, but the G-forces aren't nowhere near as hard as what I feel in the Indy car. It's a challenge in itself getting used to, for sure.
Is that the goal? Is that the main dream, to get over there and drive in America, or do you feel like there's a lot more unfinished business here in Australia?
No, look, there's both. You know, I'd love to be in America. America's always been a goal for me once I achieve my goals here. But look, ideally the goal is is to win a championship again, and then hopefully we can do a few more races overseas and show my a pedigree over there, and see if we can get a call up over there.
How are you handling married life, mate?
She's still with me, so it's amazing. Yeah, but no, it's been good.
They say you have to. There's an extra spring in the step. More so from our sports people. We deal with racing a lot on here, and a lot of experts will say, the jockeys will always go better after getting married because they've got to pay the bills. Have you found that? Is that why America's on the horizon, mate? You've got to pay for that wedding?
Well, she's American as well, so no, she's not twisting my arm or anything. But look, we had a great day, but definitely left the wallet a bit lighter, but it was certainly an awesome time. And, I said to her yesterday when I got out of the car, so I'm one from one now. I've had one race win to one race that I've had since I've got married. So it's pretty funny.
Very good, mate. All right, well, enjoy this year. We're going to see you in action right throughout the supercar season. Who knows where we'll see you past that. Just quickly before you go, your favourite track. Where are you most looking to having good fun this year on the circuit?
It's hard to go past Bathurst.
Yep.
I think... that is the pinnacle itself, Holy Grail. So, I can't always, every year, cannot wait to get back to Bathurst, good or bad.
All right, well, I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot this year. Enjoy your morning this morning, and well done yesterday in the Adelaide 500.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.